I've really evolved into more of an edible guy than a weed guy. I mean, smoking it. You guys do? Here's the thing. It's so different, though. Like, because, okay. Let me just ask a question. A round of applause, people who have taken too much of an edible before. Okay. Yeah? Because here's the deal, right? What they don't tell you is that an edible, when you smoke it, right, before you're going into it, you're like, oh, when I smoke weed, I'm high for an hour or so, when I come down, I'm fine. What they don't tell you is that an edible high goes like this. So if after an hour of eating an edible, you think to yourself, man, I'm as high as I want to be, you are fucked. You don't... You got a little extra time on that ride. I remember the first time I took an edible, 3 hours in, I was like, I'm ready to get off the ride now. And they should put something on the package that says, you can always eat more, you can never eat less. And most of the time, the edible fucks you up that first time because you eat it, and an hour later, you're like, I'm not high. And then as soon as you eat it again, as soon as you swallow that second piece, you start to get high, and you're like, oh, no! Fuck you up! Now, I will tell you this, and let me tell you a little story ahead of time, because I am also a huge fan of practical jokes. And I pulled such a great practical joke on my brother with an edible. It was so good. Don't feel bad for him. That motherfucker has done some shit. Let me give you a little backstory. So, the very first time that I took an edible, I remember walking into my weed store. And by the way, the weed stores in LA, like, to get your medical card is so easy. I went into the doctor, I remember when I was first going in, and I had a whole story planned. I had migraines when I was 12, and then I fell down and I hit my head. So I walk into the doctor's office, and there's a poster on the wall that says, if you suffer from any of these, you can have your rec. It was a fucking cheat sheet, right? So I'm like, well, I don't need a story. I go, I'm just going to memorize the first one. It's alphabetical. I'm going to memorize the first one. You ever do this when you memorize something, by the way, where you're like, got it. What was that? Yeah. Half a second, and you're back. Like, I don't fucking remember what that was at all. So I memorize the first one, and I'm like, okay. Got it. Guy calls me in, and I sit down there. He goes, Mr. Wolf, what seems to be ailing you where you feel like you need medical marijuana? And I just blanked. But I remembered it was the first one, so I was like... Autism? You should have seen him. He was like... He said, do you mean anxiety? I go, that's it, anxiety. Super anxious that I'm gonna get autism. Can you just give me the fucking card? It's also funny, like, well, so I'm at my weed store. And the guy who I always buy from, the guy who owns the place, he goes, you're not an edible guy, huh? I go, no, I haven't tried one. And he was like, you wanna try one? I said, sure. And he goes, what do you like to eat? And I said, well, for sweets, I like baked goods and stuff. And he said, well, we actually made some blueberry muffins fresh today. And I was like, well, fucking look at you. Okay. Wow, you got yourself a little bakery in the back, buddy? That's nice. So he brings me out a blueberry muffin. And he hands it to me. And he goes, here you go. Now, at my weed store, they have a place where they want you to they smoke responsibly. They want you to get high in a second room. And the room has a pool table. It's got a big screen TV. It's got PlayStation, it's got Xbox, it's got an Apple TV. And what I used to do is I'd get a joint and I'd smoke it. I'd be high for an hour. I'd come down and I'd drive home. So I thought, well, that's what's going to happen after I eat my edible. Right? So as I'm eating the muffin, and it was delicious. You know, the edibles are good now. And you ever eat something that's so good, there's one crumb left, and you're like, well, I am eating that. I put the last crumb in my mouth. And right when I put it in my mouth, the dude who gave it to me walks in and he goes, you didn't eat that whole fucking muffin, did you? And he goes, well, you gotta get the fuck out of here. I go, what? Why? He goes, well, you're about to freak out for real. I can't have that here. You gotta go home. And I go, you didn't tell me not to eat the whole muffin. He goes, I didn't tell you to eat the whole muffin either, did I? And I go, what's about to happen? And he goes, you are in for an uncomfortable 8 hours. Look, those of us who have done drugs, well, you know, your mindset going in is really important, right? And fear is not your fucking friend, okay? So I'm already spiraling the drain. I'm not even high yet. I'm like, what's going to happen to me? Right? And dude goes, how far do you live from here? I go, oh, like 20 minutes. And he goes, you might make it. I try to walk out of there on my way out. He goes, who's at your house? I go, my kids. He goes, I wouldn't fucking talk to them. I go, all right. So I go home, I go to sleep, I wake up high. Now, I hate waking up high. I hate waking up high, and I'll tell you why. Because, look, when I go to sleep, I'm basically saying, whatever's happening right now, I'm pretty much done with. Yeah. If I wanted to stay high, I'd fucking stay awake. Pretty much done. And I'd like to wake up with a clean slate, please. So when I wake up high, I'm like, fuck you. So I called the dude who gave me the edible. I was mad. I go, hey, man. Like, you ought to let somebody know when you give them tomorrow weed. It's tomorrow, motherfucker. Like, there should be a note on the package that says, I hope you don't have shit to do tomorrow either, because you're going to be fucked up for a couple days, man. So, I laid in bed, because then I started to think, what a great opportunity edibles would be for a practical joke on my brother. Now, before, don't feel bad. Hey, who's got older brothers in here? Right? So fuck them. We know what they did. We know you. You older brothers in here, you deserve every last little bit of shit you get your whole life, you motherfuckers. So I laid in bed all day trying to decide, you know, which one of my brothers I wanted to give a near-death experience to, right? Now, before you feel bad for him, let me tell you what he used to do to me. You know those couches that fold out into beds? So he would fold it out, and then he would put me in it, and he would fold it the fuck back up. At a very young age, I had to learn to breathe like this. Like a fucking survivor. Right? So, so I was like, I'm gonna get this dude. I call him on the phone. I'm like, hey, man, do you want to come over and get high? And he was like, yeah. I go, great, I'm going to roll you a joint. You're not ready for the edibles that I have. Now, look, anybody who knows, when you tell your brother, your older brother, he can't do something. So when I told him you're not ready for edibles, I was basically standing on the edge of the dock like this. I just needed him to take the bait, right? Oh, and he took it. He was like, what? What? Oh, I'm eating what you eat, bro. Don't you worry about me. I'm your big brother. You don't think I can handle what you... I've been getting high since you were in mom. And I was like, first of all, yeah, don't say in mom to me. I don't like that. There's got to be a better analogy than that one. I said, but if you want to get, come on over. He goes, I'm coming over. Now, I had bought him something called a space cake. Guys, a space cake will fuck you up, right? So I cut it in half, and I cut his half in half, right? And he goes, how much you eating? I go, I'm eating a half, but you should probably start with a quarter. What? Well, you're up! You don't think I can handle what you handle, bro? I'm gonna eat. I might even eat the big half. I'm like, oh, if you insist. And right when he finished his half, I turned to him and I did to him what the dude at the weed store did to me. I go, hey, man. He goes, what? I go, you gotta get the fuck out of here. And he was like, what? Why? I go, well, I think you're gonna freak out and I think it'll be really funny. So. And he goes, wait a second. You think I'm gonna freak out, so you're gonna send me home? That doesn't make sense, bro. Because you, if you really thought I was gonna freak out, you'd wanna watch and make fun of me. I think you're sending me home because you know you're gonna freak out, bro. That's what's gonna happen, huh? You're gonna freak out, that's why you're sending me home? We'll see what happens. I'll call you in an hour. And I said, I look forward to your phone call. An hour and a half later, he sent me a text that was just numbers, right? And I was like, and I texted him back. I go, what is that? He goes, my vital signs. I'm freaking out. He was texting me from a blood pressure machine in CVS. He was like, I'm getting my numbers, dude. I might die in CVS. I might die in CVS. I said, you're not gonna die, but you could die. I said, if you don't wanna die, the most important thing is to never, ever. And then I hit send, I turned off my phone, and I went to sleep. Because fuck him, he put me in a couch, everybody. Fuck him.